Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? And I always try to make things as clear as I possibly can, break them down into the simplest possible form when I'm doing podcasts or blog posts or talking to clients. I want people to really understand what I have to say, how they can improve their business, how they can have less stress in their business, how they can grow their business. But sometimes when you're talking about a concept, it's really complicated. The title of the show today is It Possible to Make Everyone Happy in Your Business? Well, of course you want to make people happy. Of course you want everyone to feel good about everything. You are a human person. You want joy in life. You want to give joy to other people. But the problem or the challenge is there are so many diverse opinions. There are so many people who want different things. There isn't everyone that you're going to be connected to or in harmony with, that it's not really possible to make everyone happy. This happens many times when you start to grow your business, when you start to change your business, when you start to say, you know, we are really doing well, we've gone past the survival stage, we are now stable, and now we are ready for growth. And as soon as you're ready for growth, the people that work for you, your coworkers, they're not going to be happy because you're changing the rules. They think that everything should never change. People like habit. And all of a sudden, you turn around and you say, well, we're going to be doing it this way because this will give us more productivity. And they go, we don't want to do that because human nature says we don't want to change. We want to stay the same. Or you have to deal with your sales department, and the sales department just isn't doing what they need to do. And you say to them, you know, you need to follow up on these leads. You need to make cold calls. Here's what you need to do. Here's how you need to handle it. And they go, we don't want to do that. They're not going to be happy. Now, of course, we want to run a harmonious organization, taking care to help the people that are our coworkers get the most meaningful work that they can and the most meaningful life that they can out of work. But that's not always possible. Sometimes you just have to say, this is the way it is. We have a payroll to meet. We have obligations. We have a mortgage on the building. We have banknotes. We have insurance to pay. We have to make these changes so that we can increase our business. Or you may come across a customer or a client who's being very difficult. And no matter what you do, you can't make them happy. In that case, it's time to say goodbye. It's time to wish them well. It's time to move on. And this is where it's important to be doing enough prospecting and marketing and selling so that we can eliminate the people who just aren't in harmony. You know, they say that 80% of our productivity comes from 20% of our work. That's the Peter Principle. And that you're going to find that those clients who are not productive and the clients who are giving you a hard time and who pay late and always want a discount and want to beat you down in price, well, you're going to find that they take an extraordinary amount of your time, and you could be using that time developing great customers or clients who will help you be productive and you will help them. So keep in mind, we want to always try to do our best to be in harmony, but sometimes it's just not possible, and you have to say, what is my business strategy? Is my business strategy correct? Yes, it is. Is it where we need to go? Yes, it is. Then we need to implement that business strategy to make sure that we are growing, even if some of our people aren't going to be happy about it. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Can connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.